Blog Talk Radio.
Hello world, it's time for RTWFC Bible Talk with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and his wife Betty Yearwood. For the next 2 hours, join in with us in this Internet Radio Bible Discussion program. There'll be a special singing and call in and discuss the Bible with us. And now here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, live in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back once again into your homes or wherever that you're at. Just reaching the world for Christ, lifting up the name of Jesus. This is Lloyd and Betty Yearwood. We're just trying to tell somebody the good news about Jesus. So we're in a revival this week. Lord's really been blessing. We've been doing some great blessings of God. So if you want to be a part of this service, why, call in on 310-742-1759. That's 310-742-1759. Call in, be a part of the service, and we'll put you right on the line with us just to worship the Lord in spirit and truth. So we're reaching the world for Christ. The Lord's really been blessing, really been stirring the hearts of people, been needs been met. People have been giving good reports on this revival, so we just praise God for it. So, like I said, if you want to be a part of it, why, go ahead and call in on 310-742-1759. So, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'll let Betty read this prayer request and all this stuff off here, and our subject tonight is something about that name. So, praise the Lord. So,
Debbie Martinez has mental problems and needs prayer. Eddie Bolton needs prayer tonight. A friend from Sierra Vista, Arizona, is in need of a miracle. She had a hysterectomy done because of cancer, and they also took out a tumor the size of a four-month-old unborn baby. And she has stage 4 lymph cancer and lung cancer. So Debbie needs a miracle. She's a good Christian lady, and she's worked on Miracle Valley campus. So just remember her tonight. She needs God to move for her. And pray for the Corky McDonald family, the Massengale family, and the Clark family that have lost their loved ones this past week. Pray that God will comfort them. And the Boyd Yearwood family, remember them. They lost their loved one this week. Continue to pray for Pastor Saeed that is in Iran prison for being a Christian. He's got a wife and 2 kids over here in the States that live here. And he's needing God to move for him to where he can be released. Kevin Miller family, Keith Green, Fred Brannon, Daisy, David Keller have cancer and need a miracle. Remember our 5 kids that need salvation. Remember Debbie Samples tonight. And Martha and Roy Sexton need healing. And Dolores Garcia is having trouble with her job. Let's remember that. And her mother-in-law, Martha Garcia, she had her surgery, but she's been in a lot of pain. So remember her. A boy that has asthmatic bronchitis, remember him. A man by the name of John that was having surgery. Laura McKnight needs a healing. Brother Taylor has cancer and needs a miracle. Brother John's grandson has 2 types of cancer and needs a miracle. And his other grandson has some kind of a bad disease. I don't really know exactly what it is, but God does. Heather has stomach problems. And let's remember this revival this week. It's going through March the 4th. Let's just all go to the Lord in prayer. Well, let's
praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me say we've got a call in here. 937, come in and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Yeah, this is Brother Green here in Springboro, Ohio. And we
praise
have some prayer requests. I don't know the ones on the internet because Joanna's, she's in the bed. She's kind of under the weather and wore herself out. But pray for her. She's been having headaches. And also, there's many that have called in, no doubt, but I can't get on the internet and find out. So just pray for them, and God knows who they are. And we have loved ones that are unsaved, and they need prayer for salvation. Back to you, brother.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We appreciate that. Appreciate you coming on there. So let's just go ahead and pray for the prayer request right now, the ones we got. Then we get any more come in, while we'll pray for them. Then Brother Green, just be ready to obey the Lord.
Okay.
Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come before you right now, God. We thank you, Lord, for another night, God, for this service. Lord, we just ask you, God, that you would just move, Father, by the mighty power of the Holy Ghost, Father, that you would touch them, Father, that sick and afflicted, God, we bring them to you right, Lord, faithfully. Lord, at the foot of the cross, right where the blood runs down, Father. Lord, just touch every one of them, and God, every request. Lord, we just ask, God, regardless of what your request, Lord, that you will move, Father, that God will give you the peace. Lord, Father, that you will pay them, God, that's Lord, that's on their way to the devil's hill. Father, we ask, God, that you will save them, sanctify them, and fill them with the Holy Ghost. And Lord, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, Father, for each and everything. God, just meet every need, God. And Lord, just touch the people around the world, God, that's this broadcast. Father, we just pray, Lord, that you would just touch God, save and sanctify and fill with the Holy Ghost.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, send your deliverance, Lord. We pray, Father, Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Just go ahead there, Brother Green, and obey the Lord.
Okay, Brother Yearwood, I tell you, the subject tonight, as far as I understood, was something about a name. And, you know, I began to look at this and meditate on it, and I began to think about how that we all have a name, and many of our names mean something. And a lot of us might not even know what our name means, but, you know, when you look in to the Word of God and you get back into the Bible, when you go back into the beginning, they would name people, and they would be a reason for the name. And I was thinking, you know, about Noah. Lamech named him Noah, and he said there in Genesis 5:29, said, and he called his name Noah, saying, this same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed. So, you know, those old timers, they're in the beginning, they walked with God. We found out that Enoch walked with God and was not, for God took him, and they had fellowship with God somehow or another. And I don't know exactly how that they walked and talked with God, but they did. And the Bible said that the wickedness of man became greater and greater, and it grieved the Lord that he had made man. And he said he would destroy every living thing that breathed upon the face of the earth, and because it grieved him to his heart that they had become so sinful and they had departed from God. And so Lamech, he prophesied that Noah would comfort them in Genesis 5:29 as concerning our work and toil of our hands, he said. because of the ground which the Lord had cursed. And, you know, I think he was meaning something far deeper than just the ground that they planted their crops in. I think he was talking about mankind, how that mankind was, you know, they were formed out of the dust of the earth. And, you know, you're just dirt, actually, what you are. Chemicals and elements that's come out of the ground, and God made man, breathed into him the breath of life. And, you know, there in the beginning, he made the male and the female. The Bible said in chapter 5 of Genesis, male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. So he created man, he created the male and the female, and created them, and he blessed them, and he called their name Adam. But you know what happened? They got in sin, and sin separated them from God. And they crossed the line. They stepped over the line. I tell you, I don't care what kind of name you have today, if you got a good name, but if you step across the line, if you get on the enemy's side, and you begin to work against God, I tell you, you'll lose that good name you had, and it won't be remembered. The Bible says that God has ability. It tells us there, I believe it's in Ezekiel 18th chapter, how that when a righteous man turns from his righteousness and commits iniquity, it says that his works would no longer be remembered. It tells us that God would cut that man off unless he come back to God, unless he repented him and came back to God. And if the unrighteous would repent and come to God and quit doing the things that they used to do, then God would bless them, and he would take them into the fold and write their names in the book of life. And I'll tell you, but I thank God my name's in the book, brother. I thank God that it's there, and I thank the Lord that I believe the Lord's going to keep my name in the book. Long as I obey God, I won't have any trouble making heaven my home. As long as I can stay humble before God, as long as I can keep my heart right in the sight of God, then one day I'll have a good name, and one day I'll have a new name. I might have a new name today. I don't know what it is, but I just go by the one that I know, praise God. But you know, when God looks at us, he may call us something else. He may have a name for us, praise God. And he had a name for Adam, and he had a name for Eve, and he called their name Adam. He didn't make no difference between the woman and the man at that time. He just called them Adam, praise God. And she took on Adam's name, and they were joined together, praise God, and God had joined them together and blessed them, praise the Lord. But I was thinking about Noah, and Noah had a good name from the day that he was born. Lamech prophesied and said, this same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands, because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed. And I believe they knew that the flood was coming. I believe they knew that God was going to cut off that wicked generation because of the sin that they had committed. And it grieved God that he had made man, and it repented him that he had made man. And he said, I destroy a man that I have created, praise God. And I tell you, but the Bible said that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And Noah, God spoke to Noah to build an ark. And the Bible said that Noah was a preacher of righteousness. And you know, Noah had a good name because he served God. He had a good name because he didn't let the world draw him away with all the enticements and things that was going on during his generation. He had come along at the time when men were backsliding on God, and they was turning away from God. God looked down, found Noah, a righteous man. He found a man that feared God, and he called Noah and said, build an ark. And he told him, yet he said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, yet his days shall be 120 years. So God told Noah, I'm going to cut him off. I'm going to remedy this sin situation, and I'm going to purge this world from the sinners. I'm going to get rid of these offenders. Praise God. So I tell you, I'm glad I'm on the Lord's side tonight, because the Bible tells me that he's not going to destroy the world again, the water, but it's going to be fire this next time. And, you know, they may be partying today, but they'll be crying tomorrow. And, you know, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm trying to get people to see that the wrath of God is going to be poured out someday upon this world. And it's going to depend on us whether we make heaven our home or not. It's not up to God. It's up to us. He has already paid the price at Calvary. He paid the price through his son, Jesus Christ, that died on that cross to give us eternal life and to put our name in that Lamb's Book of Life. Praise God. I was reading here in Genesis chapter 11, and I believe it's verse 1. It says, and they said, well, let me turn over there, but I'll read this while I'm turning. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. You know, I was reading that, and I was wondering, how did they know that they was going to be scattered upon the face of the whole earth? You know what I believe? I believe there was somebody that had the knowledge of God. There was somebody that had prophesied against their wicked ways. Somebody said, you're going to get in trouble. Somebody was telling them, you need to turn around and you need to get on the Lord's side. Because it said here, and I believe that's verse 4 that I read, and they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name. See, they wanted a name. They wanted a big name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. If they would have went abroad and they would have stretched out and, you know, went into different places, they couldn't be famous. In other words, they had to be where there was a lot of people applauding them, you know, telling them how good they was and how great they was. I was thinking today, how many have gone to Hollywood or Opera Land or somewhere to make a big name. And I'll tell you, some of them left the church to do it. And some of them have corrupted their name, and they need to get their name back in the Lamb's Book of Life. They need to get their sins blotted out. And I don't know who I might be talking to, but I tell you, when you run after a big name, you're running after the wrong thing. I tell you, we need to run to the rock, which is Jesus. The Bible said his name shall be called Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sins. I'll tell you tonight, there's one place to run to. It's to run to the rock. He's the rock of ages. He's the rock of salvation tonight. His name is higher than any name. And I'll tell you, if we go about to make us a name and we go about to disobey God, I'll tell you, we're in bad trouble. I was thinking when Noah came out of that ark, he offered up sacrifices. The Bible said, and Noah builded an altar unto the Lord and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more everything living as I have done. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest and cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease. See, God wanted to bless man. He wanted to put him in that garden and give him everything that he needed. And he wanted him to live right and to be right but man stepped across the line. Now I'm telling you, tonight, don't you step across that line. If you're on the wrong side of the fence, you better get back on the Lord's side. You better come out of that stuff that's trying to lure you away and try to make you think you're somebody. I tell you, we need to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. If we don't humble ourselves, if we walk high-minded and haughty, I'll tell you, the Lord knows how to bring us down. Praise God. Excuse me there. Been having some allergy problems, but the Lord's going to take care of my allergy problems. Amen. Praise God. I tell you, I'm glad I'm trusting in a name tonight that is above every name. There is no name under Amen. Heaven given among men whereby that we might be saved, but by the name of Jesus. He's the Son of God. He's the one that came to save his people from their sins. I'll tell you, sin will take you out there. It'll take you too far from the shores of home. I tell you, if you're out there and you're wandering away from God, I tell you, you better turn back. That prodigal son said, I need to go back to the Father's house. There's good things in the Father's house, and here I am in the hog pen, and I need to get out somehow or another. I'll tell you what'll get you out tonight. The only thing that'll get you out of the hog pen tonight is the name of Jesus. I tell you, there's power in that wonderful name. There's power in the name of Jesus tonight. Praise God. I tell you, it's good to have a good name. I'll tell you, if you go to the bank and you want to borrow some money, you're going to have a good name. Because if they look at your financial situation, you know, maybe you ain't paying your bills and you've been slack everywhere you did business. They're not going to loan you no money. You've got to get that all cleared up. And I'll tell you, that's kind of the way it is with God. If we've been out there in sin, we got to get our name cleared up. And I'll tell you, the way that we get it cleared up is to go back to the throne of grace. Go back to the foot of the cross and go back and call upon that wonderful name, the name which is above every name. Praise God. And I was reading there about Babel, and I wondered how that they said, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. I believe somebody came down their way. Somebody prophesied to them and told them what's going to happen. You know, we read in the Bible how Enoch was walked with God, and he was a preacher also, and he prophesied of things to come, how Christ would come back and execute judgment upon all that are ungodly. And he was the seventh from Adam, he was. And he was in that generation, probably, that was getting further and further from God until they got to the place that there was no remedy. You know, I was thinking in the book of Jeremiah was telling them to get right with God and to repent and to turn around and to call on the name of the Lord and to do the things that was right, and the Lord would forgive their sins. And, you know, but it came to a place where Jeremiah said, the summer is, I may not be saying this right, but the summer is ended, the harvest is past, and we are not saved. He was talking about a nation called Israel. He was talking about the time when Nebuchadnezzar would come in and he would take over the kingdom, and he would burn the walls of that city and tear down the gates, and he would take them captive. And he said there, a little place there, one place, he said they had forsaken the fountains of living water, and they had hewed them out cisterns that could hold no water. And they had departed from the God of heaven, and they was trying to do their own thing and go their own way. Praise God. But I tell you, there is a way that we can go, and that's the way of the cross. And we better go the way of the cross, because if we try to go any other way, we'll be found a thief and a robber. If we try to climb up into heaven, and they said there at the Tower of Babel, They said in the whole, it says that the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they made brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build. In other words, they had found that good place to build that city in the plain of Shinar. And they said, go to, let's go to it. In other words, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Go to, in other words, let's go down. Let us go down and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of the whole earth, and they left off to build the city. Notice there in verse 8, it said, so the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of the whole earth. You see, that's what they didn't want to do. They didn't want to stretch out, and they didn't want to replenish the earth and get out there where they could live in a normal setting, and they could be farmers, and they could have their own little place, and they could have peace in their family. But they wanted a big, fancy city to live in. And it's like kind of like Lot. He went and pitched his eyes towards Sodom, pitched his tents towards Sodom. And he went down there in that city, and he got himself in big trouble because he had left off doing what he needed to do. He needed to stay like Abraham did out there, separated from sin. But in that city, there was a lot of things happening. And I tell you, we need to, I'm not preaching against cities, but I'm telling you, it seems like sin is running rampant in our cities today. We need to pray for our cities, and we need to pray for them people because they're exposed to all different kinds of things that would try to lure them away from God. And I'm just so glad tonight that I found the Lord one day in 1975, and I found out that there was a name above every name. There was a name that I could call on and get deliverance. I could call on that wonderful name of Jesus, and I could get my sins I washed away. I'll tell you, God won't hear any other name. There's only one name that he hears when it comes to repentance. You can't cast out devils by my name. You can't heal the sick by my name. I don't care if I was the greatest preacher in this country or around the world. It wouldn't make no difference. Because if I went and tried to cast out devils in my name, I'd be in trouble. I'll tell you, we need to use that wonderful name of Jesus because in that name is salvation. And I'm going to turn it over here to Sister Joanna, and we'll be going to church here just in a few minutes.
Praise okay. God, Brother Yearwood. If you don't mind, if I have a song to sing, and then I'll turn it back to you if that's okay, Brother.
That's okay. Go right ahead.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for touching my headache and feeling better and going to get ready for church here in a moment. But I just thank God for you guys and thank the Lord for the subject tonight. I believe from what I understood that it was something about that name. Praise God. Not much in a name. Some have fortune, some have fame, but this man means so much more to me. It's the mention of his name from the mountains to the sea. Oh, there's power in this man, Jesus. whatever I call any cares, for my every need. When I'm hungry, he feeds me. When I've lost my way, he leads me. Oh, there's power in this man, Jesus. Men worship many things, fancy houses and diamond rings that none compare to this man, Jesus. Oh, he hung on a cross to save the world that was lost. Oh, there's power in this man, Jesus. Jesus, he gave his life for all. And Jesus, he's there whenever I call, and he cares for my every need. When I'm hungry, he feeds me. When I've lost my way, he leads me. Oh, there's power in this man, Jesus. Praise God. Back to you, Brother Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. That's a wonderful song there. I've got something here I want to let Sister Betty read, then Brother John, we'll get you on there to obey the Lord there.
All righty, bro.
Praise
Since
God.
Our subject was on, there is something about that name. I've had this writing here for a long time, and I thought that this would be fitting to read. It's called The Name. Jesus is the Name. J is for joy to the world, the Lord has come. E is for Emmanuel, God is with us. S is for the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. U is for utterance, which is given by the Holy Ghost to speak in tongues. S is for salvation, which all of us can receive freely. I is for inspiration given to the man of God to preach the word. S is for the shield of faith, which is able to quench the fiery darts of the devil. T is for the dynamic truths of the word of God. H is for humility, the way in which all God's children should grow. E is for everlasting Father and the King of Kings. N is for nothing is impossible with God. A is for the armor which will help us stand in the evil days. M is for the mansions he has gone to prepare for us. E is for eternity will reign with him there. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts 4:12. Jesus is the name.
Amen. Praise God. That sounds pretty good. That fits this broadcast good there. So, John, come on in there and tell us where you're at there and just obey the Lord.
Appreciate that. The Lord, amen. Pastor John Sample from Thomaston, Georgia, amen. Pastor of Zion Tabernacle, tonight we are preaching about, there's something about that name. Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Ghost, begin to deal with me out of Acts chapter 3, we'll be reading out of Acts chapter 3 and be giving you the Word of God out of other scriptures and other books in the Bible. But hallelujah, the Bible says in Acts chapter 3, beginning with verse 1, it says, Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they had laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. You know, tonight, amen, as we begin to give the account of here in Acts chapter 3, and amen, we're going to go on further down in the scripture there tonight, but I want you to know that the Bible says that Peter and John went up together in the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And amen, at the time, amen, that the writings, amen, the Acts of the Apostles and the times that they were speaking of, that they had went to, amen, the hour of prayer. The amen, the Bible speaks of, hallelujah, that we are to pray without ceasing, that we are to have the supplications, amen, unto the Lord God Almighty, amen, without ceasing. And amen, as they found, amen, that there was a communal prayer where they would come together. And over there in the Middle East, amen, they're called the prayer, amen. It's the third hour, the sixth hour, and the ninth hour, amen. It's time for, amen, of an hour of prayer, amen. That is at 9 o'clock, 12 o'clock, and 3 o'clock, amen. And many times over in many cities over there, they will actually, they'll blow an alarm or a sound or a trumpet or a man will cry out, amen, and they will come together. Here Peter and John, amen, had come together at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, amen, that they had come together. Church, tonight we've got to come together in prayer and petition, amen, for the Lord Jesus Christ, unto the Lord Jesus Christ, and entering into the temple, unto the house of the Lord. You know, David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Here Peter and John came together, amen, and tonight, church, we have to come together in one mind and one accord. Amen. We're talking about that name tonight. You know, the Bible speaks of in Deuteronomy chapter 12, starting with verse 1, says, these are the statutes and judgments which ye shall observe to do in the land, which the Lord God of thy fathers giveth thee to possess it, all the days that you live upon the earth. You have to understand that God has given you possessions. God has given you promises, and you are to possess them. You are to possess the promises of God, and you are to possess the statutes and judgments, amen, and you are to do them. The Bible says in James chapter 1, verse 22, tonight that we're not only to be hearers of the word of God, but we're to be doers also. It's not enough for you to sit under, amen, anointed preaching of God, but you have to do something about it. You have to do work. The Bible says faith without works is dead, being alone. It's like the body without the spirit. When the body of Christ, amen, was in the tomb for 3 days, it was without life, amen, and lifeless. So, amen, it was dead. But when the quickening spirit came, that the Lord God, amen, God the Father had quickened, amen, the Son, and gave him the Father of life, gave unto the Son of life. In him was the light, and the light was the life of men, according to John chapter 1, verse 4, he said, and in Deuteronomy 12 and 2, it says, ye shall destroy all the places wherein the nations which ye shall possess serve their gods upon the high mountains and upon the hills and under every green tree. In other words, they had come to a place, amen, that they had served other gods, amen. And so they were to utter the children of Israel to destroy everything that represented anything of another god or a place of worship or a thing of worship to other gods. You need to know tonight, the Bible says in John chapter 4, amen, when the Samaritans worshipped in Mount Gerizim and the Jews worshipped in Jerusalem. But the Lord Jesus Christ, when he talked to the woman of Samaria, he said, there is an hour that comes that you will neither worship in Jerusalem or Jerusalem. For now is the hour when the true worshipers, amen, worship in spirit and in truth. Amen. It's not where you worship at tonight, but it's who you worship. And his name, amen, because there's something about that name, just as Sister Betty and Brother amen. Lloyd and Brother Sister Green had brought out, there's something about that name, the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, as they would utterly destroy and possess, amen, because they had served other gods in every high mountain, upon every hill, and under every green tree. Hallelujah. That was represented of life. And he says in verse 3, and ye shall overthrow their altars and break their pillars and burn their groves with fire. And ye shall hew down the graven images of their God and destroy the names of them out of that place. In other words, the children of Israel were to bring down all the places of sacrifice that had sacrificed the other God, to break all the pillars where they had worshipped, amen, these other gods, to burn their groves. That was the trees, amen, where they worshipped these trees, amen, hallelujah, at that time, amen, because this was a place of false worship and idol worship. Then they had images of their gods in this city, and he said to destroy the images of their gods and destroy their names in that place. The Bible says you shall not do so unto the Lord your God, but into the place where the Lord your God shall choose out of all your tribes to put his name. You see, you have to understand something tonight. The temple is to house his name. David had it in his heart to build a house for God. But as the word of God declares, that there's no house that a man can build. As great as David was, and great as possessions that he had, he could not build a house for the Lord. Amen. Because the heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain the presence of God. But you need to know tonight that there is a place where he will put his name tonight. There's a place where he'll put his name. He said he has chosen to put his name there. Even to his habitation shall ye seek, and thither thou shalt come. In other words, we are to come to the place where he has named his name. See, the Bible tells us that everyone that names the name of Christ, it's to depart from iniquity. Iniquity means guilt. In other words, you are to leave, amen, blood guiltiness behind. You are to leave guilty sin behind. When the name of Jesus Christ is applied, given to you, when the name of Jesus Christ, his name there, when name, amen, talking about Deuteronomy here, when he named his name, that was the place where his habitation, that's the place where he dwelled, and he instructed them, amen, you are to seek out his name, you are to seek out his habitation, you are to seek out the place, and you shall come to that. And the Bible says, and thither, verse, you shall bring your burnt offerings, and your sacrifices, and your tithes, and your heave offerings, and your hands, and your vows, and your freewill offerings, and the firstlings of your herds and of your flocks. And there ye shall eat before the Lord your God, and ye shall rejoice in all that ye put your hand into, ye and your household, wherein the Lord thy God hath blessed thee. Oh, where he did it, you are where he put his name. For he said, for ye are not as yet come to the rest and to the inheritance which the Lord your God giveth you. He told him, he said, this is where you are, because you haven't come to the rest, wherein the weary's to rest. You haven't come yet to the inheritance that God has for you today, church. You have to understand you are there and you're dwelling in the place where he put his name. You're dwelling in the house of the God. You're dwelling in the temple where God has placed his name. You're dwelling in the habitation, but you still haven't arrived yet. Amen. You just have come to his name. Amen. And that's so important tonight. You have to come to that name. But the Bible says in verse 10, but when you go over Jordan, and dwell in the land which the Lord your God giveth you to inherit. And when he giveth you rest from all your enemies round about, so that ye dwell in safety, then there shall be a place which the Lord your God shall choose to cause his name to dwell there. There shall you bring all that I command you, your burnt offerings and your heave offerings of the land, and all the choice vows which you vow unto the Lord. And ye shall rejoice before the Lord your God, ye and your sons, and your daughters, and your men servants, and your maidservants, and the Levite that is within your gates, for as much as he hath no part nor inheritance with you. So take heed to thyself that thou offer not thy burnt offerings in every place that thou seest. What is he saying here? Church, it's time for you not to give everything here and everything there, amen, every place you see. But the place where he has named his name, the place where he has chosen to give you a rest, a place when you've crossed over Jordan, when you've crossed over to the other side and come to a place where he's removed your enemies. But in the place, verse 14, which the Lord shall choose in one of thy tribes, there shalt thou offer thy burnt offerings, and there thou shalt do all that I command thee. We need to know tonight, amen, that it's where he's placed his name tonight. Amen. Where he's placed his name. And going back, amen, to, Acts chapter 3. The Bible says in Acts chapter 4, talking about Peter, the Bible says in Acts chapter 4, beginning with verse 8, then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, here the high priest had come in, and Caiaphas had come in, and all of them were gathered together. And they, amen, they, They had spoke about amen, and they wondered about this man who was impotent, who at one time laid outside the gate. But Peter began to ask them, and he said, when they had set him in the midst, they asked, by what power, by what name have you done this? They asked one of them to know. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole. In other words, when Peter and John was examined, by what means or what power or what name does this man who had been lame, amen, since he was born, could not walk, stumbled in the day. The Bible says, amen, I believe it's in John chapter 11, talks about somewhere around verse 7, 8, 9, and 10, talks about other than not 12 hours in a day, we walk in the day, but amen, if we walk in the night, we stumble in the night, amen, because we don't have the light. That light, amen, is the light of the Lord Jesus Christ, the light of his name, amen, tonight, amen. And this man who had never walked from the beginning of his life, amen. The Bible speaks of that he was laid outside the gate, amen, and amen. And every day, daily, he was laid outside the gate, amen, from the time that he was born until the time that he was came to a place where he was mature enough and old enough, amen. And he come and someone carried him to the gate. Someone carried him just right outside the temple. Someone, amen, brought him right outside the worship. Someone brought him right outside the name. Someone brought him right outside the praise. But tonight, you can't just get close to the name. You've got to enter on in. Hallelujah. The Bible says, amen, in verse 10 in Acts chapter 4, he said, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised up from the dead, these rulers, amen, the church has the one that crucified Christ. The leaders of the church are the ones that came out with him. It was not the world that brought him under subjection and to crucifixion. It was what was called the church in parentheses. It was those that were in rulership, those that were in authority, those that were in dominion. But the reason it was is because this one by the name of Jesus, amen, had turned the world upside down. He had turned their church upside down. He had turned their worship upside down. He had upset their apple cart because things were not copacetic anymore, because there was something different about this one called Jesus. There was something different about this name. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, even by him doth this man whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders. In other words, these were the builders of the church. These were the builders of the church. They said, this one called Jesus, he said, set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. In other words, this was the headstone of life, not the headstone of death. We here in America put headstones on where the graves are. But that was a cornerstone that was to be a foundation, and they made it a headstone, but it was a headstone of life, not a headstone of death. Amen. To mark, amen. You know, we put headstones upon graves to mark where the bodies are. But this was the chief cornerstone that was to be at the foundation of the church, what the master builders rejected. Amen. Amen. Because upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That's what it says in Matthew. Amen. Chapter 16. Matthew chapter 18. It talks about, amen. But they rejected it. Amen. Hallelujah. He gave unto them the keys of the kingdom. When they had the revelation, Peter had the revelation. The same Peter had a revelation that he was the Christ. He was the anointed one. He was, amen, the Messiah. He was the son of David. That's what the Messiah meant. That's the Greek translation. Amen. Hallelujah. It was Christos. Amen. The Messiah, the anointed one, the son of David. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we find, amen, it says, neither is there salvation, just like Sister Betty all brought out. Neither is there salvation in any other. Tonight, you cannot get saved by any other name. There is no salvation. That's what Jesus means. Yahweh saves. Yahweh saves. The self-existent God, Jehovah God, amen, who has always been, always will be, and has always been. He's the self-existent God. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the ending. He has always been and always will be. You need to know tonight that there's no other name given among men under heaven, given among men whereby we must be saved. In other words, he was talking about it wasn't only this man who was lame had been saved and rescued and made whole, but all those that were in that room, all the leaders, all the rulers, all the apostles. Church, we have to have that name no matter what position you are. Peter and John had to have that name. This lame man has to have the name. Tonight you have to have that name. Amen. The name that's above every name. There's something about that name. Let me go back and read. The Bible says, hallelujah, that it says in Acts chapter 8, it speaks about amen. Hallelujah. It talks about amen in Acts chapter 8. Let me turn it over there. Starting with verse 14, it says, now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John. So the word of God, amen, the word of God was going forth. The word of God was Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ, the Bible says in John chapter 1, was made flesh. The word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Amen. And even as he's erected residence, and even as he ascended back to heaven, the word of God is still going forth. Now this word of God had came out of Jerusalem. Amen. Had come out of Judea. Had come out of that. Now not only were the Jews receiving it, but the Gentiles and the Samaritans. Amen. Amen. This word was getting to go around the world, around the globe. The Bible says, I believe it's in Matthew 28:18, all power in heaven and earth has been given unto me. He said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, and teaching them to observe whatever I've commanded thee. He said, lo, I'm with thee always, even to the ends of the world. That God, amen, he was spoken in there, and there was an empowerment to preach this gospel. There was an empowerment of this word that would go all over the globe. That's what we're doing tonight. We're going all over the globe with the word of God tonight. We're going all over the globe with this name tonight, the name that's above every name. We speak by his authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no salvation in any other. No one else will bring you salvation. No one else will rescue you. No one else can make you whole but the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And the word of God went into Samaria. And when they heard that the word of God was being received in Samaria, they said, Peter and John, here we go. We have that inner circle. There's usually the three, Peter, John, and James. Amen. Amen. The Bible says, amen, the threefold cord is not quickly broken. Hallelujah. And you need to know tonight that they were there when he went to Mount Transfiguration. Amen. And was changed. They were there in the Garden of Gethsemane when he changed. Jesus took them, amen, when he raised up the daughter of Jairus from death, amen. There's no other name given among my, whereby there was something about that name of Jesus. When Jairus, the ruler of the synagogue, come, and he said, if you just but come and touch my daughter, she's at the point of death. He already had a faith in that name. Oh, church tonight, man, you need to know there's something about that name. Who, when they were, verse 15, who, when they were come down, they come down to Samaria, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. And I know tonight that our prayer for this broadcast and brother and sister Ewan and brother Tim and brother and sister Green and sister Glass and the others, brother Eddie Bolton and the others that have preached on, brother Tony and the others that have preached, and not only this broadcast but brother and sister Green's broadcast that goes all over the globe. You need to know tonight that we're praying that you will receive the Holy Ghost tonight. Amen. For verse 16, for as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they that were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. At that time, amen, in Samaria, the only ones that had received the baptism of the Holy Ghost are those who were baptized in that name. Church, I'm telling you, there's something about that name. And the Bible says, then laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. The apostles laid on the hands, amen. Amen, you need to know something tonight. The Bible says in Mark chapter 16 that these signs and wonders shall follow those that believe, that they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You need to know that that's not only infirmities and sicknesses of the body, but that's the sickness of sin. And when they laid hands on them, they would recover from that sin and they would receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost through the name, because the Bible says that the company said it's expedient that I go away, for if I go not away, the company will not come. In other words, he said, it is good for you that I go away. Amen. That's what he said. The Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 8, verse 20, and now we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. You need to know that God, the Lord Jesus Christ, has been called according to the purpose of the Father. He came for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil. Amen. And the enemy gets to you through your flesh. He destroyed the works of flesh. Amen. And that's what he did at the cross at Calvary. Amen. And he left his name. And the Bible says that when Simon saw, verse 18, that through the laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was given. He offered them money, saying, give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands on, he may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Church, you need to know something tonight. The gift of God, Jesus, can't be purchased with money. Amen. The betrayer, amen. He betrayed him for 30 pieces of silver. It was prophesied. Amen. He gave away the most, the gift of God. Tonight, church, don't give away the gift of God. And the gift of God is Jesus Christ. The gift of God is his name. He's given you a name. It's a name above every name. It's a name that's empowered tonight, church. It's a hallowed name, according to the word of God in Matthew chapter 6 and Luke chapter 11. Hallowed be thy name. Hallelujah. Church, you need to know tonight it's a holy name. It's a separated name. Oh, hallelujah. It's a name that stands on it by itself and apart from all others. You have to understand that every one of his names is hallowed. Hallelujah. Every one of his names of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, is separated. Saying, but Peter said in verse 21, thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. In other words, you're bound by your guilt. Then answered Simon and said, pray ye to the Lord for me, that none of these things which you have spoken come upon me. Oh, church, tonight, you don't need the wickedness. You don't need the evil to come upon you. But tonight, you need the name of Christ to come upon you. Hallelujah. Oh, because there's something about that name. Let's go back to Acts chapter 3. The Bible says this. And a certain man, being lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that were entered into the temple. He was carried daily. He could not walk in his own power. He laid outside the gate Beautiful. You know, the Bible says in Isaiah 61 and 3 that he would give us beauty for ashes. Amen. And you know what? There's too many of us laying outside the Beautiful gate. There's too many of us outside. The Bible says, I believe in Isaiah 60, verse 18, it says, violence, amen, and destruction, go away from the land. He said, thy walls shall be salvation and thy gates praise. Hallelujah. The Bible speaks of that the New Jerusalem, when it comes down, I believe it's in Revelation 21 and 21, it says, every gate, there will be 12 gates and every gate a pearl. You know, the Bible speaks of I think it's Matthew chapter 7, talks about Matthew 7, I think it is, verse 6, says, give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. You have to understand that the scriptures teach us that a goodly merchant was seeking for pearls, and he found the pearl of great price. Church, have you found the pearl of great price tonight? That pearl of great price is the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't give Jesus. Don't give that name unto the dog. Go. Don't give that holy name unto the dogs and let them trample. Don't give it that pearl. Don't give Jesus unto the swine, the unclean. Amen. And let them turn and rend and trample his name. Amen. Underneath their feet. And then they come and turn against you because you have that name. You have that pearl. Oh, the pearl doesn't mean anything. The precious stones doesn't mean anything. The preciousness of the name of Jesus doesn't mean anything to the heathen, but to those who believe. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible says it's the power of God unto salvation. Tonight, amen. Those of you that would receive this name, those of you that would receive the healing, the Bible says we're instructed in Matthew chapter 7, verse 13, enter ye in the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. This man who lay outside the gate would never enter in under his own power. He was carried daily. Someone else had to bring him to the place. Church, is someone else bringing you to the place just right outside God's name, just right outside God's worship, just right outside God's praise. You know, the Bible says, I believe it's in Proverbs 17 and 13, the scriptures teach us, I believe, says that a wicked messenger falleth in the mischief, but a faithful ambassador bringeth health. You know, Peter and John were faithful ambassadors to Jesus' name. They were faithful ambassadors going all around the world. I pray that I would be counted an ambassador for the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, that the Apostle Paul was an ambassador in bonds to the Lord Jesus Christ. Did he stay with him because God had him bound? No, he wasn't in captivity, but he was in captivity out of the love because he loved that name. He loved that name because there was something about the name of Jesus. He had started out as a persecutor of this one, of everyone that believed in this name. But on the run day on the road to Damascus, riding on a horse, having, amen, the letters of deliverance to bind everyone that believed in this one called Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, there came, amen, a light brighter than the noonday sun, and it shaking, and it shook him off his horse. Hallelujah, and it brought him down. And amen, when God spoke to him, he said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Who art thou, Lord? He said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. Oh, hallelujah. He is the great I am tonight. He is the Lord God Almighty. He is that which was in the bush, amen, and spoke to Moses. He is that which is at the end. He is the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. John said, behold, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world. Amen. And the Bible says in Matthew 7:14, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way. He is the gate. He is the pearl. He is the precious stone. He is the foundation. He is the cornerstone. He is the way to enter in. Amen. He says, which leadeth unto life. He is the way which leadeth unto life. In fact, he says that in John chapter 1. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. No man can come to his house but by him and his name. No man can enter into the temple, enter into praise, enter into worship. He said, where do you come? What did I tell you in Deuteronomy? The place where I put my name. Oh, hallelujah. It's the house of God. You know what? Know ye not that ye are the temple of God? And whose temple you are? Know you not? Has he put your name? Is your name dwelling? Is the name of Jesus dwelling in the temple? Because you're the temple of God. Is Jesus sitting on the throne of your life? Is Jesus, amen, or is the abomination sitting upon your heart, ruling your life, ruling there? Or have you let Jesus ascend to the throne? Have you let the Son of David come? Because his throne would be from everlasting to everlasting. And the Bible says, and few be there that find it. There are few that finds, amen, hallelujah, this straight gate. Hear this man every day lie outside the gate beautiful. Hear this man was lame from his mother's womb. He could not walk. Hallelujah. But the Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 14, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard?
Amen.
Outside the gate, he would never hear the name of Jesus. Outside the gate, he would never be able to have the opportunity to believe. Church tonight, how can you call on him whom you have not believed? Church tonight, unless you've ever received the name of Jesus, you can never call on. Unless you've never heard of this one called Jesus. Maybe tonight is the first night that you ever heard about that name. But you need to know there's something about that name, whether you've ever heard of it or not. Here this man was laid, lame, impotent, could not walk. And how shall they believe in him who they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Church, you cannot hear about Jesus without a preacher. Well, I don't have to go to church. I don't need to hear what the preacher says. Well, according to the Word of God, you'll never hear about Jesus. You'll never hear about his name. Hallelujah. I don't need that preacher. I don't need this man to rule over men talking about the Lord Jesus Christ and not talking about the preacher. No man rules over any man. Amen. We're all brethren. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, and how shall they preach except they be sent? The preachers cannot preach the Word of God. Tonight you need to know something. These preachers on this broadcast have been sent to you. And they've been sent to you for one thing. Because underneath the sound of my voice, there are literally thousands and millions of people that have laid outside the gate beautiful, laid outside the realm of that city, laid outside the gates, and they've not entered into the straight gate. They've not found the way. They've not found the life, then they've not found the name. They've laid out, even from their mother's womb, even from being born, amen, amen. They've been born in the flesh and in sin, but tonight it's time for you to be born again in that wonderful name. It's time for you to be baptized in that wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2, verse 37-38. Amen. They asked, what must we do to be saved? They had understood that they had crucified, amen, the Lord Christ. They said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye, amen, and this promise is unto you, and to your children, and as many as the Lord God shall call, amen. God is calling you today to come to that name. God is calling you tonight to be baptized in that name. God is calling you tonight to receive salvation because there's something about that name. And the Bible says, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. How beautiful are the feet. This man's feet was lame. This man was turned out. But what did he say? Who seen Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. He asked for them to give him something. He asked the men. You know, church, tonight, this man, every day of his life, asked the men. And every day of his life, everything he received from men brought him to the same place where he was the next day. Tomorrow, he would still be a beggar. Tomorrow, he would still be lame. Tomorrow, he would still be laying in the same place. Church, tonight, there are many of you, amen, that have been asking men for things, and tomorrow you'll be in the same situation. Tonight you'll be in the same condition, but tonight, why don't you ask of the Lord God? Why don't you ask in the name of Jesus? The Bible says in James chapter 1, you have not because you ask not, or James chapter 4, excuse me, because you ask amiss. Tonight, the Bible says in James chapter 1, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberty and abradeth not. You need to know tonight that as we pray on this program, we don't ask men, amen, of these things. We ask men to pray one for another, but we are petitioning God. Amen. Hallelujah. Every arm of man will bring you to the same situation, but the name of Jesus will change your condition. The Bible says, how beautiful are the feet. The Bible says in Ephesians 6 and 15, having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And Peter fastened his eyes and said it upon him with John, and look, he said, look on us. And he gave heed to them, expecting to receive something of them. He expected to receive something. The Bible says he was in expectation. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 19, that the creatures are in earnest expectation to receive the manifestations of the sons of God. Do you know that Peter and John were the sons of God, and they were getting ready to, there was getting ready to be a manifestation in this man's life from the sons of God. He was in expectation to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Just like I said, church, there's something about that name. He was expecting to receive something. And when he received that name, immediately he lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And instead of laying outside that gate beautiful, now his feet were beautiful. Now his feet would bring glad tidings into the temple. Now, under his own power, God had given him the preparation. He had given him some new shoes. This man didn't even need any shoes because he'd never walked before. But hallelujah. He'd been fitted. He had been fitted with the peace of the gospel of Jesus Christ. How shall he be sent? And now he was being sent. And in other words, instead of being carried, now his feet would carry him in because he was walking, what? In the name of Jesus. He was walking in the light. He would no longer stumble. And the Bible says in verse 8, and he leaping up stood and walked and entered with him. He believed in that name because he had heard. He said, in the name of Jesus Christ, give I unto thee. When that name got on the inside of that man, and when that name was applied to this man, amen, he was given beauty for ashes. And now his feet was beautiful. They were lame a moment before, but now they would show the good tidings. Now he got some new shoes. Church, tonight, God will give you a whole, he'll give you the garment of praise. He'll give you the helmet of salvation. He'll give you the breastplate of righteousness. He will gird your loins about with the truth. He'll shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. He'll give you a shield of faith. Amen. He'll give you the sword of the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword in Hebrews 4 and 12. and a discerning thoughts and intents of the heart. God already knew the heart of this man. He looked upon his heart, and now, amen, he would receive his healing. Tonight, what will you receive from that name? And the Bible says, and they knew, verse 10, that it was he that slept her arms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter, John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look on us so earnestly as though by our own power or holiness? We have made this man to walk. That's what Brother Green said. He said, they're a preacher, a great preacher, amen. Amen. Great men and women of God. There's nothing wrong with that. But there's nothing. You have to have that name, the name of Jesus. Oh, we can't get nothing on our own name tonight. You know, we things there, and we're concerned about identity theft, amen. People can have a few numbers, they can steal your name. But you know what, tonight, they can't steal the name of Jesus, amen, because they steal the name, they take the name of Jesus, amen. The only thing that will bring them is life tonight. The only thing that will bring them is health tonight. The only thing that will bring them is into heaven. The only thing that will bring them is into the place, amen, and to Solomon's porch. And the Bible says, and the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But ye deny the Holy One and the just, and desire the murder to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised up from the dead, whereof ye are witnesses, and his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom ye see this know, yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And now, brethren, I wot that you through ignorance, ye did it, as also did you. In other words, they done it through ignorance. Ignorance of what? Ignorance of the name. Church tonight, you've been given the word, and you no longer have to be the ignorant of the name of Jesus. But it's time for you to be called. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution. He's coming back, church. That's the times of restitution of all things. There's going to be a reckoning. There's a time of restitution, time of restoration, that he'll receive, return back the kingdom to the Father, and everything will be put underneath his feet, which God has spoken by the prophets, all the holy prophets, since the world began. For those that truly said unto his Father, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things, whosoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Oh, church tonight, have you heard the prophet? His name is Jesus. Have you heard the name? Have you received it? That man expected something. There was something about that name. It changed his life. Will you let it change yours tonight? Because there's something about that name. Go ahead, Brother Ewood.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Brother John. That's a wonderful word of God there. So we're going to let Tim sing a couple of songs here now. And so just worship the Lord with him. If anybody's out there want to call in on 310-742-1759, well, go ahead and call in, and we'll put you on the line here with us. And just worship the Lord in spirit and truth. So are you ready? He'll be ready here just in a minute, so praise the Lord. I'll let Betty read something here.
I just wanted to say that there is something about that name. There is salvation in the name of Jesus, healing in the name of Jesus, peace, joy, and love in the name of Jesus. There is deliverance in the name of Jesus. There is victory in the name of Jesus. And everything you need is all in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And no matter what you are going through, Jesus Christ is the answer.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That's right. Praise God. So, praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Just a minute there, and he'll get it going here.
Ready.
Praise the Lord. Okay, he's ready to sing right now. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. Oh, Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. I got Jesus on Jesus, got him on my mind. Oh, Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. I've got Jesus on my mind. When I wake up in the morning and go throughout my day, I just want to praise his name all along the way. He has always been so good to me, so faithful and kind. That's why I want the world to know I've got Jesus on my mind. Oh, Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. Oh, Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. I've got Jesus on my mind. When Satan tries to tempt me and worry me with doubt, I just choose to trust him. He always brings me out. He is always with me, and he's always on time. That's why I want the world to know I've got Jesus on my mind. Oh, Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. Oh, Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. I've got Jesus on my mind. Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. Oh, Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. I've got Jesus on my mind. Got him on my mind. Got him on my mind. Early in the morning, got him on my mind. When my heart is troubled, I got him on my mind. Got him on my mind. Got him on my mind. Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. Oh, Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. I've got Jesus, yes I have. I've got Jesus. I've got Jesus. Oh, my. I heard an old, old story, how my Savior came from glory. How he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning of his precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all my love is to me. He punched me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all my love is to him. He must be to
Appreciate that wonderful singing. You know, appreciate everything that's been said and done here already on the broadcast tonight. You know, I tell you, God is still God, and he's still doing a great work. You know, I've been sitting here and studying on this right here, Philippians 2 and verse 5. It says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. You know, my friend, I'm just thinking there. Let this mind be in you. You know, praise God, it takes a little bit of requirement on our part to let this mind that Christ Jesus has got to be in us. You know, I just studying there. It takes praying. It takes studying God's word to take on his mind and to take and let this mind be in you. I tell you what, except we have the mind of Christ, we're going to miss out on a lot of things. But if we'll have the mind of Christ, then we'll know when God speaks. We'll know what to do. That is the reason why this subject is tonight. There is something about this name. Praise God, I'm glad tonight to know there's something about this name, that Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Praise God, I'm so thankful tonight that I know that I know that except I call upon the name of Jesus, I can never get no answer. But if I call upon the name of the Lord and I call upon his name, I will get an answer. I praise God, I tell you what, all these other phony gods, all these other things that they've got out that they want to call their God, my friend, if it ain't Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you'll not get no answer. But praise God, I'm glad tonight to know that Jesus, that God had made this same Lord, Jesus, that who you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. I'm so glad tonight to know, praise God, that who he is. I'm so thankful tonight to know exactly what he is. I'm so thankful tonight to know, praise God, that he was the Word, and he took on the flesh, and he dwelled among by us, whereby that we could be saved. Praise God, without Jesus coming down here and taking on the flesh, we wouldn't have had a chance. But he did that, that you and I could have a chance to be saved, that we could have a right to the kingdom of God. I tell you what, if we had to buy a beast today and to offer up a sacrifice, or had to buy little doves today to offer up a sacrifice, that would be only good for 1 year, and they had to do it again. But praise God, I'm glad that Jesus Christ, he come down from heaven, and he offered his own self up, and his atonement, his blood, praise God, it covered the whole world, that whosoever will call upon his name shall be saved. And praise God, I'm so thankful tonight to know that his blood is still reaching out 2,000 years later, over 2,000 years later, still calling people to enter repentance. His name, praise God, is still the only name, as Brother John brought forth there a while ago, and Betty brought forth. There's no other name given under heaven that whereby that we can be saved, but only through the name, hallelujah, through the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the only name that's going to count. Praise God. I'm so thankful that his name is above every name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Go ahead and read some.
Philippians 2, verse 6, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men.
Amen. Praise God. Now, you know, I just think there's a lot of people, they like to make their name big. They like to put their name in the spotlight. But I'm going to tell you something. Tonight, the Word said that Jesus Christ, he didn't want to make his name big. He didn't want to put his name in the spotlight. But praise God, he is the one. Praise God, the only one that we can look to. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. I want you to read that to verse 7 there one more time. Let's see, verse 6. Praise God.
Who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But
amen. Amen, right there. Now, he thought it was not to a robbery to make himself equal with God. And that's what Jesus did, my friend. He made himself equal with God, that you and I could call upon his name, and that he would hear, and that he would answer. I'm so thankful tonight that I know that he's sitting on the right-hand side of the Father, making intercession for you and I. He's crying out to the Father right now for each and every one that is lost and called upon his name. He will say, Father, I forgive them of their sins. I spilt my blood on the cross, and there's another one calling out on me, and they write his name down in the book of life. My friend Jesus is still calling. He's still reaching out tonight. He's still calling you into repentance of your sins. I don't know why, praise God, but I feel it real strong. That God is calling you. I don't know who you are, but you know who he's speaking to. Some words, another under the sound of my voice. God is calling you to repent of your sins, and you need to repent. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Go ahead.
I feel like we should read number 7 again. But made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men.
Amen. Praise God. You see, he come here, and we can read over there in the first chapter of St. John, and he become flesh. He was the Word, and he become flesh. And you know, he wasn't flesh. He was the Spirit of God until he took on the flesh of man. And you know, praise God, and he done the very same thing for you and I. He suffered for us in the flesh. Read that verse 7 again. Hallelujah.
Being made himself, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men.
Made in the likeness of man. Made just like you and I, my friend. Just exactly like you and I, he was made. But praise God, I thank God for him. I thank God, I love him. I praise him for that. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
Praise God. You see, he humbled himself, and he done that. And he died there just for you and I, that you and I could have this life and have it more abundant. I'm so thankful tonight, praise God, to know that he humbled himself. He didn't have to. He didn't have to come down from heaven. He didn't have to. He went to the garden, and he prayed. He said, Father, he said, nevertheless, he told him there, he said, told Peter and him, he said, I just sleep on. I don't have the answer. Praise God, I'm glad tonight that he was willing to get up and say, Father, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. I'm willing to go and drink of that cup freely that they can have life. My friend, I'm going to tell you something tonight. Praise God. If he hadn't have done that, we would all been in trouble. But praise God, I'm glad that he was willing. Even after he prayed there in the garden, he said, Father, he said, nevertheless, but my will be done, or thy will be done. Hallelujah.
Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name.
Praise the Lord. You know, praise God. Just read that one more time.
Wherefore God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name.
Praise God. You know, I thank God that his name is above every name. You know, it's above the name Lloyd Yearwood. It's above every name that ever be thought of. Praise God. Everybody has to call upon that name, Jesus, if they want to make heaven their home. If they want to make it right one day after a while, they've got to call upon that name, Jesus. And I'm so thankful, praise God, that there's people tonight is calling upon that name. Hallelujah. There's no other name given under heaven whereby that man must be saved but through the name of Jesus. And praise God, I'm so thankful tonight to know, hallelujah, that they are calling upon his name. Praise God. His name is above every name. Praise God. I'm glad, as I said there a while ago, I'm glad that his name's above my name. Nobody don't have to call upon Lord Yearwood to save them. I can't save them. I can't even heal, but I know one that can. And his name is Jesus. There's just something about that name. Hallelujah. Everything that we need, everything that we do tonight is in that name, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Praise God. I'm so thankful and I'm so glad that that name is the name that we got to call upon. I'm so glad tonight that we don't have to call upon Boom or upon Oliver, all them others, but we call upon the name of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we'll make it, praise God. If we'll keep our mind upon him and him upon us, just like I said there a while ago in Philippians 2 and verse 5, it said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We've got to have that name. We've got to have that mind, praise God. As I said there a while ago, hallelujah, there's a little bit of obligation that we've got to do to get that mind. We've got to do some praying. We've got to do some studying. We've got to do some meditating in this book. Praise God, to get that mind. And that's what he's telling us. Let this mind be in you. Hallelujah. Not somebody else's, but Christ's mind. Let it be in you. And praise God, if we got that mind of the Lord, praise God, we will do things like God said to do. Hallelujah. We will keep his commandments. Hallelujah. Go ahead and read.
That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Amen. You know, it don't matter how big anybody is or how high up they are or what kind of a name they carry or what kind of a job they pack, but the word said that every knee is going to bow to that name, Jesus, and every knee is going to confess that he is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. We find that over in Revelation. But right here, we find this right here, praise God, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in the heavens and things in earth and things under the earth. Everything, praise God, is going to bow to that name Jesus. I'm so thankful, praise God, of that one day after a while, praise God, if we've got our mind made up and our hearts fixed and our mind set on heaven, we will make it. Praise God, I'm glad, hallelujah. Let's look into the next verse. In verse,
Matthew.
Oh, let's look in verse 11. Philippians 2 and verse 11, it says, go ahead and read.
And that every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
Amen. I tell you, every tongue, that didn't leave out of one. Praise God, I'm so thankful tonight to know that I'm not the only one, hallelujah, that's going to have to stand before the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. We've all got to stand before God, and we've all got to bow down, and we've all got to confess that he is the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, I'm so thankful tonight to know that every one of us is going to go through that judgment. Every one of us is going to go through, but we better have the mind made up and our hearts fixed. And we better have our sins earned the blood that one day whenever he calls, we will answer that call. I'm so thankful, praise God. I just thank you this week. I just know already we've done given a request there a while ago and done had prayer there a while ago about four or five families that we know that has lost loved ones this week. But praise God, they had to stand before the Lord. And I hope and pray that each and every one of them had done made it right with God. I hope and pray that they didn't have no trouble when they got to the gate to going in. But I'm going to tell you something, my friend. God don't excuse no one. Every knee's going to bow and every tongue's going to confess. Praise God. That's the reason that it is something about that name. Praise God. I read there other day. We had it in our message one day this week. About the Father. He's not going to judge nobody. He turned all the judgment over to the Son. Jesus is the one that's going to judge us. And I tell you what, we better. He's one that went through the cross. He's one that went through and spilled his blood. He's the one that took the pure side. He's the one that gave the birth out through his side through for the churches. Praise God. And we need to know that we've got everything under the blood. If we don't have, my friend, we're going to stand before him. We're going to give an account for every idle word, everything that we do or say. I tell you, I thank God tonight that God is reaching out. He's touching people's lives. I know tonight that there's somebody under the sound of my voice are asking the Lord to forgive them of their sins. I believe somebody's asked them tonight whenever Brother Green was a minister. I believe somebody asked tonight whenever Brother John was a minister. I believe somebody called upon the Lord and said, Lord, just forgive me of my sins. I tell you, that's all it takes is call upon the Lord, and he's willing to forgive you of your sins. He will cleanse you. He will make your sins as white as snow. I tell you, I'm so thankful for that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Go ahead and read some more.
In Matthew 11:28, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
Amen. You know, praise God, I tell you tonight, my friend, you can be heavy, you can be burdened down with all kinds of troubles and all kinds of sorrows, everything under the sun. can be seem like coming down on you. But praise God, all we've got to do is call upon Him and just learn of Him, and He will give us rest for our soul. He will give us peace when they don't even seem like there's even a way for any peace. But I'm so thankful tonight, like verse 30 says there, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. My friend, I tell you tonight, your burden can be real heavy upon you. You can feel like you don't even know which way to go or which way to turn. But if we'll learn of Him, He'll make it easy for us. He'll make it light on us. And I'm so thankful tonight, praise God, that we're serving a God that is that kind of a God, that He loves us enough, that in that name, hallelujah, there is deliverance. There in that name, there is peace. In that name, there is joy. Praise God, whatever that you need tonight, you can have it in that name. That's a good title tonight. There is something about that name. Hallelujah. Everything that you have the need of tonight is in that name. All you got to do is call upon Him, and He will come down to you. He will answer you. He will stretch His arms out, as Matthew, praise God, as Revelation, or Isaiah, I'm sorry, but Isaiah 59 and verse 1 said, His arms is not too short, and His ears is not too dull. That's not all the verse, but you can go and read it. I tell you what, His arms not too short, that He can't reach down and touch you. His ears are not too heavy, that He cannot hear. Right here's what it says. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither His ear heavy that it cannot hear. Praise God. I'm so glad tonight to know that He hears. Whenever we call upon Him, we cry out to Him and say, Lord, have mercy on me. I'm so thankful tonight that God hears and He answers. My friend, His arm's not too short. His hand's not too short. Praise God. And His ears are not too dull that He can't hear. Praise God, His ears is open unto us. If we're crying out to Him, if we're crying out and asking Him to forgive us of our sins, He does hear, and He will answer, praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Go ahead and read some more.
Isaiah 45:23. I have sworn by myself, the word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear.
Praise the Lord.
Revelation 19:16, and He hath on His vesture and on His thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. John 14:13-14. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it.
Amen. Praise God. Now you heard what the Word said there. Whatever that we asked in His name, He's going to do it for us, my friend. I'm so thankful tonight, praise God, to know that whenever I call upon the name of the Lord and I tell Him my needs and my troubles, I know He said that He knowed our needs before we ever asked. All He's asking us to do, I know a lot of people says, well, I don't want to ask God for this or I don't want to ask Him for that. But my friend, He said He knowed your needs before you ever asked. And He wants you to ask anyway. I tell you what, we need to remind the Lord a lot of times of what we need of, and he will hear and he will answer. I'm so thankful tonight, praise God, that we can call upon that name of Jesus, and he does answers. I tell you what, praise God, it's time that we call upon him. It's time that we call upon him for America and ask God to touch America. It's time that we call upon him and ask him to touch the whole world, that he will move on them, that he will answer the request, that he will move, my friend, and answer your need. He will, hallelujah, if we'll just call upon him and believe on him and agree with him. I was just thinking of Matthew, I believe Matthew 19 and 18, it says, if any two on earth touching and agreeing on any one thing, ask whatsoever you will, and that my Father would do it. And praise God, and I'm so thankful tonight, hallelujah. It may be 19 and 18. Anyway, it's in Matthew. It's right in our clothes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Acts 3, verse 6 through 20. Brother John done covered some of this a while ago, the first part of it. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength.
Amen.
And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking, leaping, and praising God.
Amen. You know, I want to just ask the question there tonight. You know, praise God. Right there in the, it said, Peter said, silver and gold have I. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. You know, tonight, my friend, I want to ask you something. What do you have tonight to give? I'll tell you what the Word says. If we, he said, freely receive, freely give. And tonight, Peter, he had Jesus. He'd received Jesus, and he told him, I said, silver and gold have I none. But as Brother John was saying there a while ago in his message, that brother was laying there at the gate of Beautiful. I've been laid there daily, just expecting something from somebody as they walk through the gate. But praise God, I'm so thankful tonight to have a record that they was won. He didn't have a silver, he didn't have no gold, but he had something. He had that name to give. He reached down and got that man by the right hand, and he told him to rise up and walk. Praise God, and that man rose up immediately, and there was strength to come into them ankles, and his he went into the temple leaping and praising God. And you know, there was something about it there. People said, ain't that the man that laid at the gate of Beautiful? Praise God, I'm glad tonight that Peter had something to give him. And my friend tonight, you and I've got something to give to people. What are we giving them? We may not have the money to give them, but we've got Jesus in our lives. We're going to be able to give him out. We freely received him. He didn't charge us a thing. He freely come into our lives, and he wants us to freely give him out. Praise God, we need to tell him about Jesus and what the mercy and the works that he will do. I tell you, it's time that we cry out and cry loud. Wake up this world, praise God, and tell them that Jesus is still Jesus. He ain't never changed, and he rose on that third appointed day. He's not in the tomb no more. and he's sitting at the right hand side of the Father. He's making intercession for you and I that one day, after a while, that we will hear him say, well done, come on in and dwell in the house of the Lord forever. If we will serve him and if we'll hold on, praise God, I tell you, I keep going back here to the Philippians 2 and verse 5. It said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Let this mind, I tell you what, that remind me back over there in the 14th chapter of St. John. He said these words, he told him. He told Philip, he said, believe me for the very work's sake. Praise God, and I'm going to tell you something. And he told Philip them, he said, these works that I do, you shall even do greater than these, because I've gone unto the Father, because I've gone back to the Father. My friend, he's gone back tonight. He went back almost 2,000 years ago, and he's still sitting on the right-hand side of the Father. He's making intercession for you and I. And if we'll call upon his name, give the Father the glory through the Son, hallelujah, praise God, God is still reaching out. He's still healing. He's still setting free, and he's still delivering people from their troubles and from the worries and from everything about them. Hallelujah. There is something about that name. Hallelujah. And that name is Jesus.
And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which set for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? Then the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his Son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One and the just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof ye are witnesses.
Amen. Praise God. I'm so thankful tonight that we are witnesses that Jesus is risen from the dead, because I've seen him do too many works. I've seen too many things happen that I know that it had to be Jesus to do it. Nobody else couldn't do it. When I look out in the springtime and I see the pretty flowers are blooming, I see the trees are putting forth their buds, I know that Jesus is the one that's doing it. And I know, praise God, in the fall of the year, when they turn brown and start wilting away and start falling away, I know that God is the one that's doing it. I tell you, if man can't look around and see things like that happening, there's something wrong. I'm so thankful that I know that the government's not doing it, because I know that the man is sitting on the right-hand side of the Father. And the God is a causing all these things to happen. I'm going to let Tim sing another song, Brother John, and I'm going to get you back to obey the Lord, and you can give the church announcement and everything.
All right.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
I can stand in the middle of a crossroads, wondering which way you need to go. The road behind will lead you back to nowhere, and the other points to places you don't know. You can see that many keep on moving forward, and others choose the road with those who've left the way. Let me tell you about a road that is less traveled. It's the road that I am traveling on today. I'm walking on the right road and I'm not alone. Walking with Jesus, gotta travel alone. He'll take you by the cross and under the blood. Give you a soul from that to my one. Over high mountains to the valley low, He comforts me and lets me know. As long as I'm with Him, I'm walking on the right road. Everyone must look at the crossroads, forget about the road of past safe. The cross will point you in the right direction, and in its shadow you will find His saving grace. Start walking on the right road, you won't be alone. Walking with Jesus as you travel along, He'll take you by the cross and under the blood, give you new direction through the cleansing flood. Over high mountains to the valley low, He'll comfort you and let you know. So if you're with Him, you'll be walking on the right road. Walking on the right road, and I'm not alone. Walking with Jesus and singing His song. I've been to the cross and under the blood. My soul's been anchored in the cleansing flood. Over high mountains to the valley low, He's walking with me wherever I go. As long as we're together, this I know. Walking on the right road and I'm not alone. Walking with Jesus and singing His song. I've been to the cross and under the blood. My soul's been anchored in the cleansing flood. Over high mountains to the valley low, He comforts me and lets me know. As long as I'm with Him, I'm walking on the right road. Walking on the right road. Walking on the right road. Walking on the right road.
Praise the Lord. Brother John, go ahead and give your prayer request, whatever you got. 1 minute there.
Got 1 minute. Well, praise the Lord. Well, I just, I know we've been praying, just remember my wife, one of the things, but I do want to say, you know, God was dealing with me about, as Tim was thinking about, walking on the right road. You know, the Bible says in Luke 24, verse 13, it says, "Behold, two of them went the same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holding him, that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communication are these that you have one to another as you walk and are sad?" Church, tonight you're walking on the right road, and you're walking on the right road because Jesus has himself. So God, give me the scripture to give you. If God, brother Lord, give me the opportunity. So this just doesn't happen by accident. Tonight, church, you're walking on the right road because you're walking in the name of Jesus Christ. Let him draw near to you and walk together. Amen. Don't be sad in your communication because Jesus is alive and well. That name is alive and well. You have nothing, amen, to fear. But there is tonight something about that name. Come to him right now, because our salvation is nearer than we believe. You're walking, amen, walking that right path. Walk with Jesus, amen, and know that he's alive and well and walking with you in your life. We give him all the glory in Jesus' name. Go ahead, Brother Lloyd.
Praise the Lord. Brother John, tell them the address of your church there.
All right. We're at 114 East Main Street in Thomaston, Georgia. We're 75 miles south of Atlanta. Our services are Sunday at 2 o'clock right now, 2 p.m. in the afternoon, and Wednesdays at 6 o'clock. Come and be with us if you're in the area. We'd just love to have you. We thank you for the opportunity to preach his word.
Praise the Lord. Well, okay, Brother John, we've gone off, so we'll probably call you there in a minute on the phone there.
Okay, that'll be fine.
We'll talk to you directly there. God bless.
God bless.
Bye.